Hello. Please allow myself to introduce myself. Shaboy BTZ Joe, because the beat comes easy, the beat is Juan to the beatily inclined. What's happening, Captain? This one's going to be about TSM references. Flesh that out. But first, been getting a little bit of flack because of the whole gay thing, like I'm fucking anti-gay or some shit. It's like, first they get on LTC Joe because of the race thing, now they get on me because of the gay thing, right? Like, I'm this fucking insensitive guy. Come on. First of all, used to have a gay friend, okay? Me and him, we'd get lunch all the time and all that, right? So, I'm in with the gays via friend from work, you know, card. So, homie, don't play that shit. Second of all, I was watching porn the other day, and, you know how it goes, things come up. Oh, that looks good, that looks good. Yeah, I'll check this one out. So this one comes up. Female point of view. I didn't even fucking see the title, that's how they get you, right? Female point of view. You know, BJ or something like that. And, you know, I just see the image. The image is what got me, this hot chick, right? Little do I know, it's from her point of view, sucking some big old fat cock, and, you know, she was good looking and all, but it was all shot from her point of view, and so I'm watching, and I'm like, well, this is nice, but this is something's different. Little do I know, check out the title, female POV, right? Suffice to say, I don't like the shit, but, you know, I finished the video. So what are we trying to say? I guess, you know, dick's a dick. Like, I wouldn't suck it, but, you know, you told me it was something else. My eyes were closed, put it in my mouth. It's just it's like, back and forth. It's kind of fun if you think about it. Anyway, I finished the video, so there's that, you know, not saying I am a gay, but the gays drive with me, and if you think about it from, like, a shamanistic standpoint, you know, anal's anal, you know, supposed to say I put it in a dude's butt, and someone threw some VR and shits on me, and it was a hot bitty, right? Like, would you really know the difference, right? First, they put the VR with the girl, anal, then they switch it to a guy, but you keep the glasses, like, would you really know feeling-wise? And so, it's really more of a spiritual thing, so let's not get ourselves into trouble here. I guess that's that. TSN references, right? I'd say I dig it. I mean, but I dick it. I lick it. I mean, alright. TSN references. You know, the truth is, I identify as a crypto. And a lot of people, you know, are sexist against us because they're like, I'm a Bitcoin only, right? So I think we gotta add some new letters to the LBGs, Qs, and Ts. We got some Cs as well, and we got some B. Oh, there's already B, but the Bitcoin, the BTC. I'm a BTC, or I'm a crypto. We should have our own. Our own, movements. But yeah, it's like, you know, when you say I'm a Bitcoin only podcast, it digs deep, you know? It hurts. It hurts, guys. Come on. Widen the scope. Be tolerant of every, of all sexualities. All right, I think it's safe to say we got a bit off topic. TSN references. The TSN reference is, well, the basic primitives of the TSN are you have messages, which are signed by an address to produce a fingerprint. So you have those three aspects: a message, an address, and a fingerprint. And if you want to reference someone else's TSN content, whether it's a dime, a trip, an audio file, Get Truth, contribution to a project, or anything on the TSN, it's all interchangeable because they all now have a message, an address, and a fingerprint. You can reference them by putting the fingerprint of their message in your message, right? And so that's what you see in a lot of these dimes, people referencing each other. It's like replying to them in a way. And, you know, we could get into that shit another time, whether you want to have, like, re-diming, replying to a dime, and this and that. But it's all the same function, really. A lot of that stuff is unnecessary in that other old site. But nonetheless, a TSN reference is just referencing someone else's fingerprint in your message. Now, it actually plays in with indexing because the TSN only knows your message, and you can see their reference within your message, but that reference has a link to their page of that signature as well. So if I reference LTC Joe's dime in my message, you'll see his fingerprint within my dime, but it'll actually be a link that you can click on, which links to you know, his page of that exact signature. So you can kind of click through if there's a whole I reference his thing and he referenced mine and I reference his, you can just click through all the way to the original message. And that's kind of what a TSN reference is. Now, you could reference other things in a message. There's nothing to stop you. I mean, you can, shouldn't say reference, you can refer to a Twitter link, a YouTube link, anything else, and you can kind of mention that in the line notes, or just, you know, it's kind of self-apparent, because you can link, create a link, but it's technically not that something else than a TSN reference. So, you know, I can have a link to someone's Twitter, but the TSN doesn't know that as a reference, because in order to be a TSN reference, it needs to have a signature from a TSN address, and it needs to have its own signature page, which uses the indexing system. So that's TSN references, and it's kind of cool because a TSN reference need not only be a dime, but it could be a reference from any directory on the TSN. So, and I can actually, in a dime, reference any type of fingerprint. I can, in a dime, reference LTC Joe's trip, which would be like a YouTube type of, which would be like a video file. Is a trip, not, it's a video file. So I can reference any one signature in any directory using the TSN referencing system.